For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has appointed his budget director, Mick Mulvaney, to serve as acting White House chief of staff. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Democratic Congressman John Garamendi of California says the upheaval at the White House is bordering on the ridiculous.
It is absolutely crazy time. Mulvaney has now three jobs. First of all, acting is the right word. The president has not had a chief of staff. He's trying to do it all by himself, and the result is ultimate chaos.
Trump announced last week that John Kelly, who served in the post for more than a year, would soon be departing. The president's first choice was Nick Ayers, the vice president's chief of staff, who bowed out after being unable to come to an agreement on how long he would serve in the post. Earlier Friday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie withdrew from consideration to serve as chief of staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
It appears the Trump brand profited from the inauguration of Donald Trump. Ivanka Trump is now being mentioned in an investigation of alleged fleecing by the inaugural committee. Federal prosecutors in New York are investigating the committee for possible financial abuses related to the more than $100 million in donations that it raised. Documents show committee organizers complained to Ivanka that the Trump Hotel was attempting to charge $175,000 per day for the use of a ballroom and other meeting rooms in the hotel. Another storm is bringing the threat of serious flooding to the East Coast. Flood watches are posted from Florida north to the Maryland-Pennsylvania border. Up to 4 inches of rain could fall by the end of the weekend. There could be significant flooding due to the rain and snow melt from the last storm that dumped up to 2 feet of snow in areas of North Carolina and Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Police in Colorado are looking for a missing mom. They're calling her fiancé a person of interest and want to question him in the disappearance of Kelsey Burnett. KCNC-TV's Melissa Garcia.
Police focused on the Florissant home of Patrick Frazee, searching for clues in the disappearance of his fiancée, Kelsey Barrett. The 29-year-old mom's been missing since Thanksgiving, and officials say her family is hurting.
It was a really difficult night last night. It's been a tough couple of days.
Police say Frazee was the last person to see the Woodland Park woman during an exchange of their one-year-old daughter. 3 days after her disappearance, Barrett's phone pinged in Idaho. Now investigators want to find out if he traveled there.
A holiday tradition has been canceled at the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump canceling the White House holiday party for members of the media, making a decades-old tradition another victim of an increasingly contentious relationship with major news organizations. A statement from a White House official says, quote, "The White House Christmas press party was not put on the holiday schedule, but we have accommodated members of the media and their families who have asked to see the holiday decorations by arranging open White House tours for them." Fox News, noting that the White House is holding some other holiday parties to which favorable media members are invited.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.